This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Thank you, choir. Please be seated. Another beautiful day. Happy Good Shepherd Sunday. So we hear every single reading. Your comment beforehand that every single reading is about the Good Shepherd, which is wonderful because sometimes that doesn't happen and you're kind of going, what's the theme today? But today, it's in our face, right? So what struck me most about this gospel today about the Good Shepherd is that he lays down his life for the sheep. In fact, they say it five times just in case, right? So we get the idea. And clearly, it's obvious the hired hand, it's just a job. If there's danger, there's a wolf, run away, right? Whereas the good shepherd will lay down his life for sheep. And there's a corollary to that that we don't read about today, but we know the story that Jesus, as the good shepherd, leaves the 99 and goes after the one missing sheep. And that's the one that kind of struck me. I want to focus on that one, the one, the gospel really of the Good Shepherd that finds that lost sheep. So I want you to think about your life, but I want thinking about my life. In my life, I have experienced that. I've experienced that Good Shepherd, that quiet voice inside of my heart, my head, my mind, wherever it is, kind of coming and finding me, seeking me out, picking me up, and taking me back to the fold. In fact, it's happened a number of times. It happened when Father Marty called me to come to this church. I finally had a community again. So once you're retired, you just kind of wander around and do a little bit of church here and there and different places that ask you. But it's wonderful to be back in a community, into a fold. And now as I meditate on this Good Shepherd story, I can really appreciate that experience. Now, I'd never lived among sheep. Anybody? Anybody know about sheep? It's not something that we do lately, but I did go to Iona once, a couple years ago with my wife. It was in April. It was a little chilly. I remember we had to wear coats, and it wasn't freezing, but it was chilly. And I don't know if you've ever been to Iona or Scotland. Guess what? There's a lot of sheep. There's sheep everywhere. And everybody on that island, pretty much the people that live there, they own sheep. That's a big thing that they do there. So as you walk along, there's not many roads, but as you walk along the roads, there's pastures everywhere, and you hear the sheep bleating to each other. Meh, meh, meh. And I learned that the mother, even though there were, by the way, there were a lot of the lambs that had dropped, so they're little ones, and the mothers are calling out, and the little ones are answering. And I read that the mom can pick out her particular lamb, or dam, as they call it, the little beak. Bleat, but you could hear it just as you walk the roads. And, you know, the life of a sheep is really to eat, right? They have to eat. So they're vegetarians, so they're eating all day long. And they pretty much have their head down and eating, and they don't really look around too much because they just got to eat. So they communicate like that back and forth. And it was just kind of really neat to see, you know, the little ones running, and every now and then the mom's voice got a little louder, and the little sheep would come running and all that. I'm also reminded of that famous hymn of Amazing Grace. If we change one word, the word wretch, to sheep, it makes a lot of sense. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. Saved a sheep like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. So that whole idea of God coming to us, the shepherd always looking out for us. And I also realized I never asked the shepherd to come find me. I guess sometimes I was looking for something, but not necessarily. But the shepherd just does. It's like in the DNA of this good shepherd to seek, to find. I mean, we have to be a little bit open and willing to listen. But there's this implied promise, right, that the shepherd just does that. Always coming after the one that's outside the fold. It's a guarantee. It's not like any guarantee you hear about on TV or any product, right? It's just a contract. It's really a covenant, and it goes back to the Good Shepherd way back in the days, the covenant that God had with Israel. They had this covenant with God, with Yahweh. You are my people. Basically, I'm always going to be with you. And then there's one more part of the gospel that kind of jumped out. And then Jesus is saying, "My voice goes out to my sheep, but there are others," right? There are others. So that one got me thinking. I had to look up something. Oh my gosh. I was really puzzled by it. But then the scholars, the biblical scholars say, Jesus was saying it was to the whole world, right? It was to the Gentiles. It was beyond just the people of the Jews at that point. And the others are those who listen to Jesus' voice. And we say, okay, I get that. That seek the way, the truth, and the life. Another one of Jesus' seven I am stories or I am sayings. If you seek, if you're not a churchgoer, if you're just out there and living your life, right? If you seek truth, you really are seeking God, right? Because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. You're seeking a good life, a good, truthful, honest life. You're seeking God. So these others are amongst us always, right? And maybe here today. Do we have any visitors today? Anybody bold enough to raise? Yay. That's right. I met you outside. We'll talk some more. All right. So we would be wise to greet these folks, right? And invite them or enjoy them while they're here. I know they're traveling a little bit. Because it's not our voice that draws them. It's the shepherd's voice. So if the shepherd brings them in, we are to be generous with ourselves and invite them forward and be hospitable. And then also amongst us are small g shepherds. Good, they are good shepherds, but the small g. The small g shepherds were some that came in as others, came to this church, were nurtured in this church over 5, 10, 15, 20, some 30, 40 years here. And then they realized there was a separate call. They were called to be volunteers here. They were called to minister. They were called to sing. They were called to be brothers of St. Andrew's. They were called to be daughters of the King, called to be kitchen people. The list goes on here. And these groups are with us. They pray with us. They work with us. They work for us. They're the altar ministers, the sound ministers, as I said. Amazing how God works. People that came just because they heard the voice of the Good Shepherd and then offered their services to us, right? So service is also what the Shepherd's voice calls us to. Service is written in our hearts. Something we feel we have to give back. Ministering is a service that we are called to by the Good Shepherd, just as he calls us back to the flock. Which leads me back to the beginning. No matter how lost we are on the path, no matter what we've experienced, the Good Shepherd always, always, always comes after his sheep. The Good Shepherd always seeks us out and calls us individually back into the fold. And likewise, the Good Shepherd calls us to a life of service and ministry. because true service is the command of the Good Shepherd that has given us. So I'd like just a final prayer. Great Shepherd of the sheep, we are your flock, and we bring to you gifts and offerings from our hearts and our lives. Be our shepherd always, and send us forth that we might bring to the other sheep the message of your love. And we say, amen.